Every week, we check in with our friends at America's Test Kitchen to get caught up on their latest, their tests, their tastings, and their general good cooking advice. This week, Tucker Shaw, who heads up the Cook's Country team at America's Test Kitchen, takes on a New Jersey classic with our managing producer, Sally Swift.
Hey, Tucker, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
So you have done a story recently that has set off a flurry of controversy.
We have.
And it is about crumb buns. I mean, I'm a Midwesterner. I have no idea what the controversy could be. Can you tell me what a crumb bun is?
So this is our favorite kind of controversy because it deals with dessert. A crumb bun is a New Jersey original. You probably have had experience with a crumb bun. You just don't know it. You probably came across something called a crumb cake.
Okay.
It's basically a sheet cake that has a streusel topping on top. Now, here's the thing. When you cut it into squares, it becomes a bun if you are in New Jersey. But in New Jersey, rather than a light crumbly sort of restrained crumble of streusel on top, they really go to town with the crumbs. So we're looking at a 1-to-1 ratio of crumbs to cake.
And wow,
that makes
really?
It better. Yeah, I mean, go big or go home, right?
That's crazy. So, it's not like a coffee cake then. It's deep with crumbles.
Very similar to a coffee cake. I mean, there's a family tree of snack cakes and coffee cakes and cake cakes and that kind of thing. But no, it's not a frosted cake. It's really just a square of white cake that's made with a yeasted dough. So it gives sort of a nice yeasty flavor. And then on top is a mountain of crumbs. And, you know, normally or oftentimes you will see people eating a crumb cake and just picking off the crumbs and leaving the cake aside. This solves that problem by totally going crazy with the crumbs on the top.
So you guys developed a recipe for it. Can you fill me in on what we need to do at home?
Well, the first step in developing this recipe was to find a New Jersey native on our staff who knew about these things and knew exactly what we were going for. So we employed Katie Laird, who's one of the test cooks in the kitchen, and she grew up with this thing. So she headed up our team in developing this recipe.
That seems wise to get a New Jersey native.
I mean, you might as well get somebody who really knows the thing, you know?
So what was the key to this?
The key to this is... In order to get that many crumbs to sit comfortably on top of a piece of cake, you have to have a fairly sturdy base. So what we did for the cake layer was experiment with different types of flours. And as you know, flours have different protein contents. The higher the protein content, the more sort of structure your final baked good will have. We ended up using all-purpose flour here, which... has about a 10 to 12% protein content. And that gave us a nice sturdy base, still tender enough to bite through easily, but it gave enough structure so that we could start piling the crumbs on top and they would stay in place.
And the crumbs are the magic ingredient, right?
The crumbs are the magic ingredient. And it's a combination of sugar and flour and butter and a little bit of cinnamon, just like you would expect in a streusel. But rather than using all-purpose flour in the crumbs, we turned things on their head a little bit here and used cake flour in the crumbs. Now, cake flour has a lower protein content, so it produces a more tender product in the end. This gives us crumb with plenty of crunch and a nice amount of texture, but they don't turn hard, so it's not something that is difficult to bite through. So you kind of get the best of both.
Well, it sounds like it's a pretty great recipe, an easy recipe to duplicate at home.
Super easy and totally rewarding. Really great recipe.
Hey, Tucker, thanks for filling us in.
Thanks for having me today, Sally.
Tucker Shaw runs the Cook's Country team at America's Test Kitchen. You can find their foolproof recipe for those New Jersey crumb buns at splendidtable.org.